Welcome to issue 31 of magazine.t4l. It's the first issue for 2025, and this edition is called the Beginning Teacher Tech Guide and features a beginning teacher on the cover and the New South Wales Government logo. Turning to page two, we have a welcome. A welcome from Linda Lazenby, the Director of Technology Enablement, Schools and Skills. And she says, "Welcome to the New South Wales Department of Education. Congratulations on beginning your teaching journey in a New South Wales public school. Technology for Learning is part of the Technology Enablement team at the Information Technology Directorate, or ITD. This is our third edition of the Beginning Teachers Tech Guide and has been developed with you in mind. It aims to connect you with all the platforms and tools available at your fingertips so you can focus on the most important thing, getting to know your students and your school community. Join us on the T4L teacher community where you can continue to learn more. We're here to support you." And there's a link to the teaching community on Teams. We have a shout out thanking our cover star, thanking music teacher Ender Carden and his students from Mount Annan High School in Southwest Sydney who appear on the cover of this issue and throughout the magazine. And we have an image of Ender chatting with some of his students. We have a call out to join the T4L Teams community now, and we also have an acknowledgement of country. This magazine is created on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and we have an artwork featured by A. Fadden. The editorial director of this magazine is Linda Lazenby, the editor is Yvette Pishoglian, and the designer is Arne Ha. Turning to page three, we have a feature called Meet Our Beginning Teacher. And we're chatting with Ender Carden, music teacher at Mount Annan High School. And we have a picture of Ender at his drum kit. So we ask him the question, "How long have you been teaching at Mount Annan High School?" And Ender says, "I've been teaching for 4 years, the past two at Mount Annan. I've also worked as a TSO, a technical support officer, here at Mount Annan. I started during COVID, so I helped with phone calls home and helping out the teachers with their devices." We also ask him, "How does technology dovetail with your work in the music classroom?" Ender says, "Percussionists and drummers aren't naturally connected to technology in the way, say, a guitar player is, but we use plenty of technology in the classroom to write, compose, and perform. I've been upgrading the music side of technology in the school, so we've got a small working recording studio at the school now, and I've upgraded the stage in the hall. We use GarageBand on Apple devices using a Scarlett input, which is a small MIDI, a musical instrument digital interface. You can plug in instruments and it converts it to MIDI files into GarageBand, and it also works for the electric drum kit." T4L asks, "How did you get into music teaching?" Ender says, "I studied at the Conservatorium of Music in Sydney, and it was a phenomenal time to be there because I actually did a unit on technology, and it was led by James Humberston, who convinced me to become a music teacher. He's very big on technology and using it in the classroom." We asked Ender for his best advice for new teachers, and Ender says, "Baby steps. Take it in stages. I'm a Windows person and other teachers prefer Mac. At our school, we have ended up finding a common ground with Google. Shared drives make everything easier, but it really comes down to working with what you've got and then talking to the faculties to try and, you know, merge it as much as possible." And he cites his inspo as the following: education expert James Humberston, Chad Smith, the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and his students. And some of the tech call-outs that he loves are GarageBand on an Apple device with a Scarlett input, and he also uses Reaper audio software. And they're hyperlinked, those tools. Now, turning to page four, we have a Getting Started FAQs section. And this is all about getting online quickly and how to do that for beginning teachers. So, getting online quickly is crucial to a successful start. Here are some commonly asked questions among beginning teachers. We have a call-out box as well. Don't forget to check with your school's ICT coordinator for assistance with joining school Wi-Fi or any questions you may have about your computer. The first question is, what is my department user ID? Your department user ID is your unique identifier to access all platforms and tools in the New South Wales Department of Education. Your user ID is the same as your department email address and is usually in the following format. Sometimes you might have a number at the end of your name. We've got an example. The example is an email format in this form: firstname.lastname@det.nsw.edu.au. The second question. I can't connect to my school's Wi-Fi. Then we have a tip to head to a video. Watch this video to learn more about connecting to school Wi-Fi. There are also guides to getting online for school T4L devices and BYO devices. The third question. Help, I've forgotten my password. You will be prompted to change your password each term. Changing your password is easy and can be done on any of your devices. If you forget your password, follow these instructions, there's a hyperlink, or contact EdConnect on 1300 323232 if you need further support. Next question. My computer isn't working. What to do next? Our recommendation, chat with your school's ICT coordinator. Make them your best friend. Next question. How do I install apps or extensions on my school device? Check in with your ICT coordinator. If you're a Windows user, you can request specific programs for school use from the software catalogue. They can also help you manage iPads using the JAMP system. If you're using a Chromebook, you'll need Google delegated admin rights. And at the bottom of this page, some websites that I want to use in my lessons are blocked. What should I do? The department filters its internet service, so you might find that some websites you wish to use in your teaching and learning will be blocked for students. You can use the web filter checker to explore your options, and there's a hyperlink. Turning to page 5, and this heading is called Getting Online. And we have a call out box. While the department has formal policies around the responsible use of technology in the classroom, have a general conversation with your class about using it responsibly and safely. Your students know the school rules and it's no different online. The first box is about navigating the staff portal. The staff portal is your home base. From here, you can access tools, resources, and essential services. Edit and customize your portal dashboard so that your favorite apps appear in your My Essentials at the top. And there's a hyperlink to watching a video resource. The second box of info is called navigating your staff email. All department staff use Microsoft Outlook. You can find the email address and contact details of all staff members in the global address book in Outlook or through the staff directory on the staff portal. And there's a hyperlink to a video. Next question, what kind of device do you have? If you're working with a Chromebook, notebook, laptop, MacBook, or a computer you're not familiar with, make sure you check out T4L's device guides to get you started. And finally, there's an information box on connecting your personal devices. And we say each school determines whether staff are allowed to bring their own device or devices to school. If your school allows it, this advice will help you connect your device to the department's Wi-Fi service and network, and there is a link to a video resource. Pages 6 and 7 is a double page spread, and it's called The Portal and My Essentials. And we have a screenshot of the portal, a sample staff member, their portal and what it looks like, and we have some call out boxes to navigate this page. We've got a link to the menu on the left, which is the management tool. From here, you can manage your contact details and also access the department's app store and add new tools to your essentials. Then jumping over to the top of page 7, use the pencil to remove or rearrange your essentials. And then we have a little special bit on your favorite apps. They can be added to your essentials so you can easily find them at the top of your portal. There is a call out video called Watch This Walkthrough Video on How to Navigate the Portal. And then we have 3 separate links out to videos for the student portal experience, which is different for each age group. We have a video for K-2, a video to understand the 3-6 experience, and then a secondary 7-12 experience video. Moving on to pages 8 and 9, we have a double page spread all about Microsoft 365. All staff have access to Microsoft 365 tools like Word, OneNote, PowerPoint, Excel, and Teams. Utilize personal cloud storage with OneDrive, where each user has up to 1 terabyte of storage. Work online in browser mode or use the desktop applications to access all the available tools. And the first question is, how do I access Microsoft 365? There's a link to a video. You can access it through the staff portal. Add it to your My Essentials for quick access on any device. Then we go into a call-out box called Great Starter Resources for Teaching with Microsoft 365 Tools. And this Microsoft page is your one-stop shop to exploring helpful tips and tricks with using these tools and more. All right, then we're starting at the top with Excel. Do you want to analyze data and represent it visually? Whether it's reviewing student assessment data or students analyzing data trends over time, Excel can be used by anyone. Create eye-catching graphs and use conditional formatting to help make your data stand out. And there's a link to a resource on Excel. The next tool is Word. Word is a fantastic tool to help you create, format, and edit documents. Powerful tools such as Editor to check spelling, grammar, and punctuation, Immersive Reader for audio and visual assistance, as well as reviewing documents and tracking changes. You can also share your documents to work collaboratively. And there's a link to a resource on Word. The next tool is PowerPoint. Did you know PowerPoint is more than a presentation tool? It now comes with some great AI features like Presenter Coach, which will help you to get your students' presentations and your own to the next level, as well as design tools to make them stand out. And there's a link to a PowerPoint resource. Then we're jumping down to Teams. The class Teams within Microsoft Teams helps teachers collaborate with their students in an online environment. Distribute tasks utilising assignments, engage with students using Class Notebook, and track student engagement and wellbeing data with Insights and Reflect. Build your digital classroom using Teams and take advantage of these functions, which suit teachers especially. Then we're jumping to OneDrive. Are you saving personal files to OneDrive? Share, upload, and sync your files to the cloud where you can access them on multiple devices. You can easily move files between OneDrive and Teams or SharePoint, depending on where you want to manage or house certain documents or house projects. You can even download the OneDrive app to easily digitize paper documents into PDFs. Then we're jumping to OneNote. Do you want one place to keep all your notes? OneNote is a digital note-taking app that provides a single space for all your class notes, links to files and video clips, and it's accessible on multiple devices. Make the most of a device with a touchscreen and stylus and annotate with ease. And we have a link to a resource. Finally, we have a bit on Minecraft education. Are you looking for an alternative way to assess student understanding? Minecraft education is a perfect way to gamify student assessment or explore a unit of work across multiple KLAs. If you haven't tried it before, explore our resources for both teachers and students. Then we have a tip finally from Peter, a digital learning advisor. And he says, Microsoft tools like Teams, Whiteboard and OneNote enhance collaboration and organisation, allowing me to easily communicate with colleagues and manage lesson plans. As a maths teacher, I love how Microsoft Forms can easily create self-marking assessments and gather student data efficiently. Moving on to pages 10 and 11, we have a double page spread on Google Workspace. Google Workspace is available for all teachers and includes plenty of cloud storage in Google Drive. You can access and use Workspace apps such as Google Classroom, Docs, Sheets, and Forms, among many others. While staff use Outlook for email, students use Gmail. An introductory paragraph called How Do I Access Google Workspace is next. You can access Google Workspace through the staff portal. Access to the workspace uses your department Google account and is usually in the following format. Sometimes you might have a number at the end of your name. And we give again that sample, firstname.lastname@education.newsouthwales.gov.au. And then we have a link to a video resource. Getting started, we have a call out box that says Great Starter Resources for Teaching Tools with Google Tools. The T4L Google Resources page is your one-stop shop to explore video resources on using these tools, and we're going to start with Classroom. Google Classroom streamlines the assignment process, making it easy to distribute, collect, and assess student work, while also facilitating communication between teachers and students. Watch this video to learn how to set up your digital classroom. And we have a video link to a resource. Then we're looking at Google Drive. Google Drive provides a secure cloud storage solution, allowing teachers to organise and access teaching materials from anywhere, ensuring that resources are always available and easy to find. Not sure where to start? Why not start here? And there's a link to a video resource. slides. This tool allows teachers and students to create engaging presentations. It is also a fantastic and simple tool for students to use to demonstrate their learning. Think about using slides to create an app prototype. Take a look at this video to learn how. Then we're going to jump down to Google Chat. Google Chat provides teachers with a streamlined communication platform that combines instant messaging, video, and file sharing. This tool boosts collaboration and smoothly connects with other Google applications. Educators can efficiently distribute announcements, resources, feedback, and updates from a centralized hub. The next tool is Forms. This tool simplifies the process of gathering feedback, conducting surveys, and assessing student understanding through quizzes, providing instant results for informed decision making. Why not jazz up a lesson by making it an escape room? Watch this video to find out how, and there's a link to that video. The next tool is Docs. With real-time collaboration features, Google Docs enables teachers and students to work together on documents seamlessly, enhancing communication, collaboration, and feedback. Try using the suggesting mode to give your students feedback that they can see, comment, and accept or reject on. The final tool we're exploring is Sites. Teachers can use Google Sites to create informative and visually appealing websites for their classes, showcasing student work and resources while promoting digital literacy skills. It can also be a fantastic tool for students to curate their own work into a digital portfolio. There's a link. See how it can be used in the classroom here. We have a tip finally from Zrinka, a digital learning advisor, and she says, in Google Drive, look for the people icon next to file names or on the folders to see if they're shared. To change access and permissions, click the three dots next to the file and select Share. Thanks, Zrinka. The next double page spread across pages 12 and 13 is all about Canva for Education. With Canva for Education, New South Wales department staff and students have access to premium features at no cost, available through single sign-on. For the best experience, log in via the Canva Essential tile on the staff portal. And then we have a video intro on Canva Foundations. Check out the T4L Foundations video series. For a deeper dive into skill-based modules, visit Canva's Design School, where you can explore courses designed to enhance your creative skills. And we have a link to a video resource. The main feature of this page, this double page spread, is a screenshot of the dashboard on Canva. And we've got a few call-out boxes, one linking to templates accessing the education section for curated content. We have a function looking at the search bar to simply search for whatever educational template you desire. And then we're also looking at the school profile at the top right of your Canva desktop. And your profile sits under your school's name. We also have a call-out box for exploring education-specific templates. It's a little mortarboard icon. We also have a call-out box for the education resources in the teacher work kit within the template section to find resources specifically designed for educators, which includes lesson plans, classroom decor, and more. We then have a call-out box for the Canva Design School. There are three free new certifications available through the Canva Design School to develop your skills. Visit the website and start your Canva certification journey today. Then we look at three streams in the Design School. Canva Essentials. This certification guides you through the basics of navigating Canva's homepage and editor, templates, elements, and other essential tools. The second one, Teacher Essentials, is all about learning how to integrate Canva into your lesson planning and exploring the tools such as Magic Studio, which has some of those AI features. Thirdly, Graphic Design Essentials. You can dive deeper into design principles, color theory, and mood boards. And then we have four different images for four different samples of work that would be relevant to a teacher in the classroom. The first one is a link to an interactive presentation template. The second one is a digital whiteboard template. The third one is video editing template. And the fourth one is a template selection. And they're all hyperlinked. We also have a tip from Adam, a digital learning advisor. And Adam says, Affinity Design applications are now available for all staff and students. Look for the sign in with Canva option after installing. This industry-grade software includes photo editing, graphic design, and page layout tools. They're fantastic for both teachers and secondary students studying design. For more information, head here. Page 14 is all about Adobe for Education. And the first information box is this. Adobe Express is a versatile creative tool available to all students and staff. It allows quick and simple graphic designs as well as infographics for explaining ideas. It allows you to make quick edits to PDF documents, create simple videos and animations, build web pages and generate text effects and images with AI. You can access Adobe Express via the tile in your portal. The Adobe Creative Cloud license gives you full access to a range of Adobe applications. You'll find tools like Photoshop for image editing, Illustrator for graphic design, Premiere Pro for advanced video editing, as well as other creative apps. These applications require a license, which you can apply for here. And there's a video link. Now we're going to look at three features under Adobe: Adobe Express, Adobe Acrobat, and Adobe Creative Cloud. Adobe Express. This tool is perfect for stages 1 and up and applicable to any KLA. Design posters, flyers and drawings, as well as infographics for explaining ideas. Create simple videos for storytelling, build web pages and access Adobe Stock's photos, videos and music. With generative AI, easily generate text effects and images, making it an invaluable resource for educators. The next section is on Adobe Acrobat. There are many options available for viewing and editing PDFs. You can access PDFs through the browser for free, Acrobat Reader, which is also free, Adobe Express, all staff and students have an automatic license, and Acrobat Pro, apply for a license. Visit the Adobe Acrobat page to find the product to suit your needs. And the third box is about Adobe Creative Cloud. A Creative Cloud license gives you access to a wider collection of creative desktop and mobile tools, including Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, Premiere Pro, and more. Collaborate with team members using shared libraries and cloud storage, and bring your creative visions to life with thousands of fonts from Adobe Fonts. Plus, enjoy the flexibility of working anywhere, anytime, whether you're at your desktop or on the go with mobile apps. Page 15 is entitled T4L Resources and broken into four sections. The first one is called Bookmark This Website and features a graphic of the T4L website. The T4L website is your one-stop shop for student resources, including bite-sized tech videos exploring all your favourite tools and platforms. New resources are added all the time, so check back regularly. The second section is called Subscribe to Our Newsletter and features a hyperlink to the subscription form. News.T4L lands in your inbox 3 times a term and contains essential information and updates about technology in schools. With links to great resources and essential reading for the ICT coordinator, technology support officer in your school, you won't want to miss out. The third box is called Events and Online Learning and takes us to a hyperlinked page, a calendar of events in 2025. Join us in 2025 for a range of webinars to develop your technology proficiency. Whether you're wanting more out of platforms such as Microsoft, Google, Apple, Canva, or Adobe, keep a lookout for events as we list them. Bottom of page 15 is about T4L magazines. Magazine T4L publishes once per term for all your digital classroom needs. T4L Kids publishes throughout the year and contains guided activities with support videos and are curriculum aligned, embedding STEM into stage 3 to 4 classrooms. Page 16 is called Find Your Tribe and highlights 3 different ways that you can engage with your community. The first one is statewide staff rooms. Statewide staff rooms are online communities connecting curriculum and specialist teams with fellow teachers. Come together with colleagues across the state in this collegial and collaborative space. Ask questions, share resources, and find information. The online staff rooms deliver updates and personalised, accurate, and curriculum-aligned content. It's a giant brains trust with over 50,000 members. Join one as soon as you can. And there's a call-out box to join a statewide staff room. The second strand of information is about the T4L Teams community. Join a techie teaching community and share ideas about how to embed tech in your teaching and learning. Whether you're building your digital classroom, looking for hot tips, or just want to share ideas, this is the place to be. Newbies and experts are welcome. Don't forget to join us every second Monday afternoon during term time for Viva Hotspots, a half-hour catch-up with the digital support team on all things tech. There's a call-out box to joining the T4L Teams community today. The third strand is about Viva Engage. This is the department's professional networking platform, formerly known as Yammer. Connect with colleagues in your teaching area, join groups you're passionate about, and share teaching resources with colleagues. Get started by searching for groups that interest you. Have a question? Throw it out into the Viva Engage universe and let the conversation begin. And we have a call out to some of our favourite Viva Engage chats, and these groups are Technology and Education, T4L News for Schools, and ICT Support. Page 17 is all about video conferencing, and links to two videos. One is about Google Calendar bookings and Google Meet, and the other one is about setting bookings up through Microsoft Outlook and Microsoft Bookings. And it starts off. Microsoft Teams is one of the easiest ways to set up a meeting online with colleagues, parents and students. Need a refresher on using Teams? Head to the T4L resources page, which comes with videos on how to start online meetings with both colleagues and students. Now under Google Calendar bookings and Google Meet, we have some information. Create appointment schedules using Google Calendar. Simply jump into Google Workspace through the portal and use the calendar to start the process. Customise the length of your appointments and set your start and finish times. Offer virtual appointments through Google Meet and schedule effectively for one day or have them reoccur each week and watch as your calendar automatically builds around your existing commitments. Then we move on to Microsoft Outlook and bookings. If you use Microsoft Outlook, utilise the calendar in the booking system to organise your approach to busy meeting periods. There are options to set up virtual meetings through Teams or in person with parents or colleagues. Set custom lengths and set bookable hours to schedule effectively. Build in buffer time to let you gather your thoughts. And finally, schedule effectively against your existing calendar. Page 18 is called Your Learning Journey and features an image of Ender, our cover star, with a student. And this first bit of information is all about mandatory training in 2025 from day one. Starting from January 2025, all new teachers will complete the newly designed commencement mandatory training courses. There are four courses to complete day one, with an additional four modules to complete over your first 12 months of employment. With less mandatory training to do on day one, you can jump straight into your role and start making a difference at the department. Once commencement courses are completed and in your second year of employment, you will move to the annual competency check, the ACC framework, which is one module a year and takes less than 60 minutes to complete. Then we have two call-out boxes. One is on MyPL and one is on Q+ and Digital PDP. MyPL. MyPL, My Professional Learning, is the department's home of professional learning and mandatory training. On your first school development days, you will likely complete online modules together with colleagues, such as child protection awareness training, anaphylaxis and more. Take a beginner course to get acquainted with MyPL. And there's links to the portal, MyPL on the portal and the beginner's guide. Then we're moving on to two different apps for teachers, Q+ and Digital PDP. Q+ is a professional planner for teachers that keeps your performance and accreditation activities on track in one place, including accreditation, mandatory training, working with children checks, and your annual performance and development plan, your PDP. The Digital PDP app supports teachers, non-school-based teachers, and support staff in schools by making it easier to set goals, connect with your supervisor, upload documentation, and reflect on your progress. Page 19 is all about exploring T4L Kids magazine. T4L Kids is your go-to resource for the classroom. With a new issue published each term and all back issues available, there are hundreds of exciting ideas, interviews and challenges for students to dig into, all while building their tech skills. And we have a screenshot of T4L Kids issue 17, which is the podcasting issue. And we have some features that we're calling out on this page. T4L Kids is a highly engaging magazine for stages 3 to 4. Each challenge supports building skills in tech tools available to students. It's designed to embed technology into teaching and learning. Each issue contains creative and collaborative challenges around a theme. It features interviews with experts for real-life solutions. Each issue is linked to teachers' notes with lesson ideas linked to curriculum. Each issue is developed using the department's design thinking framework. It contains cross-curricular challenges for students, and it can be used as an independent learning resource or as part of your programming. There are 18 back issues covering sport, animals, food and farming and much more, and we have the covers of four different titles from 2024. Page 20 is all about STEM.T4L resources. Did you know you can book a free STEM.T4L kit for your school? There are a variety of kits available for you to book, covering everything from virtual reality, VR, 3D printing, 360 degree cameras to the aeroponics kit, growing a garden with air. Then we've got some icons linking out to each of the kits that you can book. First up, we have the 3D printing kit, aeroponics kit, coding kit, device experience kit, filming kit, immersive VR kit, inventor robotics kit, junior explorer kit, microcontroller kit, podcasting kit, and tablet robotics kit. And we have a link to check out the learning library. We are also saying, why not book a STEM.T4L kit for your classroom or library in 2025? You can book up to two physical kits. We also have a link to some research done on this. Explore the research behind the kits and their impact on the classroom. And we link out to our STEM report. Page 21 is all about inclusive and assistive technology in your classroom. Did you know that each technology platform in your classroom has assistive technologies to feature inclusion in your classroom? Explore the assistive tools available across the range of platforms and resources available to you. And we have an image of a student and a teacher working on a device. We then have six call-out icons that you can explore each platform and their tools separately. The first one is Adobe, followed by Apple, Google, Main Learning Displays or MLDs, Microsoft and STEM.T4L. We're also celebrating two of our most recent T4L Kids issues, Technology for All, where we acknowledge that technology is a game changer in the inclusive classroom. We've created two handy resources for you. Issue 30 of magazine.t4l for teachers explores assistive features across all the platforms you know and use and features school stories to inspire you. Issue 19 of T4L Kids encourages students to explore inclusive tech and activities to take the inclusive tech challenge to build a more inclusive community. And we've got them there loaded up. Download them for your staff room and classroom today. Pages 22 and 23 contain 18 different curriculum-linked ideas for using tech in your classroom. And it's called Start Your Teaching Adventure with Tech. The first block is for science. Grow your own garden with air and learn about the science behind it. Book an aeroponics kit. Second block is commerce. Get your students building businesses and taking their entrepreneurial skills to the next level. Thirdly, we have food technology. Create a class cookbook of favourite recipes in Canva and share it with your school or community. English. Interview your community elders for a podcast. Learn how to with our easy guide. The fifth one is called Design and Easy. It's called Planning an Airport Precinct, and it's all about building a community in Minecraft education with our handy guide. The sixth one is Library. Learn some awesome writing tips from author and illustrator Matt Cosgrove in Everyone's an Author. Mathematics. Quiz your class with a form and see if you can build a story with data to improve your school. Connect with community. Collect stories, words in language, and create a digital acknowledgement of country for your school community. Public speaking. Use Presenter Coach inside Microsoft PowerPoint to build students' presentation skills. Digital technologies. Design and prototype an app that improves your school community. Follow the guides and videos in this issue of T4L Kids. Library. Watch some of your favourite authors giving top writing advice. PDHPE. Take a leaf out of world champion Madison De Rosario's book and set a fitness challenge for the class. Record your data and create an infographic. Languages. Quiz your class and build data for an infographic on all the languages spoken at home. Drama. Record a dramatic monologue as a podcast or create an audio play using the podcasting kit. Design and technology. Can you design an agri-robot? Explore how these robots are revolutionising farming. Creative arts. Design a video game. Start with these tips from a game developer. Music. Explore GarageBand on your iPad or MacBook and build a soundscape or put poetry to music. English Hizzy. Sit with Jackie French in the fresh air and listen to her talk about the past and the place and how it informs her writing. And we have hyperlinks to sample lesson ideas and resources for all of those. Then we come to the back cover, the final page, page 24. And this is called Stay Safe Online, T4L's Top 5 Cyber Safety Tips. The first one is use strong passwords. Your password is the key to your digital identity and online information. Secondly, add multi-factor authentication, a second layer of protection that requires extra proof of identity. Thirdly, recognize and report phishing. Avoid being tricked into giving away passwords, information, or money. Fourthly, update your software. Turn on auto updates for all your software to keep it up to date. And finally, be vigilant against malware. Be careful of what you click on. Malicious software can steal your data and information. And we have reached the end of the new edition of the Beginning Teacher Tech Guide for 2025. Thanks for listening.